This is a sermon from the archives of the First Congregational United Church of Christ in Algona, Iowa. Our legacy project reminds you that God is still speaking and no one is a stranger.
Our first reading this morning comes from the Gospel of Matthew. Jesus went around to all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and curing every disease and illness. At the sight of the crowds, his heart was moved with pity for them, because they were troubled and abandoned, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest." Then he summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to drive them out and to cure every disease and every illness. The names of the 12 apostles are these: first, Simon called Peter and his brother Andrew, James the son of Zebedee and his brother John, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew the tax collector, James the son of Alphaeus and Thaddeus, Simon the Canaanite, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him. Jesus sent out these 12 after instructing them thus: "Do not go into a pagan territory or enter a Samaritan town. Go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. As you go, make this proclamation: the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse lepers, drive out demons. Without cost, you have received. Without cost, you are to give." Let's rise and join together in affirming our faith. We believe in God, the root of all living, creator of all things. We live in Christ Jesus, God's Son, who loved all people and who makes us one in his love. He suffered and died and was raised to new life. In his death and resurrection, we are also raised to life that is transformed. Christ is our vine, and we are his branches, and without him we cannot live. We live by the Holy Spirit, flowing through us so that we may bear fruit for God, the fruit of love. In the Spirit, we are one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world. We trust in the one holy church, the communing of saints, the forgiveness of sin, the mystery of resurrection, and the grace of eternal life.
Our focus scripture this morning comes from the book of Genesis, the 21st chapter, verses 1 through 7. Hear the words of this piece of the story of Abraham and Sarah. God blessed Sarah, as God had promised. And she became pregnant and bore a son to Abraham when he was old. The boy was born at the time God had said he would be born. Abraham named him Isaac, and when Isaac was 8 days old, Abraham circumcised him as God had commanded. Abraham was 100 years old when Isaac was born. Sarah said, "God has brought me joy and laughter. Everyone who hears about it will laugh with me." Then she added, "Who would have said to Abraham that Sarah would nurse children? Yet I have borne him a son in his old age." These are the words of our faith. Thanks be to God. Sarah laughed twice. The part of the story that we didn't share this morning was Sarah laughing at God, by the way, when God promised Sarah that she would have a son. She and Abraham would become parents in their advanced old age. And she laughed again in the part of the story we did share. A laughter, a joyous laughter, as Isaac was born. Isaac, by the way, means laughter. She laughed twice, but they weren't the same kind of laugh. The laugh when she was informed of the promise that God had made to her and to Abraham was not a joyous laugh. It was a laughter of disbelief. A laughter of, yeah, right, at my age? A laugh of ridicule. Why would you promise me this? You know it can't happen. We know that laugh. We've heard that laugh. We have laughed that laugh. When we hear something, when a statement is made, when a promise is made, it sounds too good to be true. We know, yeah, right. I mean, be honest, we've all laughed that. When you hear politicians run around and make their speeches and all those promises, don't you laugh a little bit? Yeah, right. God knows that laugh. God has heard that laugh multiple times. God has made promises throughout the history of the world, throughout the biblical stories. And many times, it's that, yeah, right, God. That'll never happen. Jesus heard it. The story last week, part of the story last week, her leader comes to Jesus and says, my daughter is dead. Jesus goes and tells the folk that are there mourning, she's not dead, she's sleeping. And they laughed. They laughed at Jesus when he ate with tax collectors and sinners. Some prophet, he knows better than to eat with those folk. If you think about it, think of the stories that you know. Many times it's a story where whatever is promised by Jesus or God's promises in the Old Testament, you could laugh at it. Sounds too good to be true. Impossible to happen. But today's story is a joyous story. Is a story of promise, even in the face of things that sound impossible to come true, to happen, to take place. The moral of this story, Sarah's birthing Isaac at an advanced age, is this. God gets the last laugh. Always. God gets the last laugh. Sarah said, everyone will laugh with me, not at me, but with me. I hope that happened. I hope her friends, her household, and everybody laughed for joy with Sarah at the birth of Isaac. A laughter of celebration of what God had promised had come true. The biggest and best example of God getting the last laugh is the resurrection of Jesus, is it not? He tried to get rid of him, killed him, to shut him up, to do away with him, to get rid of him. Yet the story goes that 3 days later, God gets the last laugh as Jesus is risen, comes back to life, and continues to live here and now in this day within each and every one of us. We look at the world around us. We listen to the news. We watch it on television, however we get our news. And we see all sorts of impossible situations that we think there will never be a way out of. Yet God does still promise those things that we laugh at. The lion will lay down with the lamb, right, God? Sure. Hasn't happened yet, but God promises that it will. Many others in Scripture present that same thing. God promises that those things will happen. There will be peace among nations. Everyone will love everybody else. Seems impossible. We can laugh at that. We can laugh at God. Ha! God, you've been paying attention to what's going on down here lately? But the promises remain. And in that, we can find hope, gain strength, knowing that someday, maybe not tomorrow or the next day, but someday that will happen, and we'll laugh. Joyous laughter.
And laughing with someone is always better than laughing at them. Biblical scholar Walter Brueggemann writes that laughter is a biblical way of receiving a newness which cannot be explained, which is not expected. The newness is sheer gift, underived, unwarranted. God promises all of us a new world, a better world, the world that God has envisioned from its creation. Even when we doubt, God says, just wait, it's coming, it'll happen. I'll be there, and we'll all laugh together, joyously. The one who laughs last, laughs best. We've heard that before. It's true, we've all been on that side of it, at some time or another, when we've been doubted, when what we've proposed or thought has seemed impossible. The scripture that David shared with us about Jesus sending out the disciples, that's us, called, sent out to bring laughter, joyous laughter, to live out, exemplify the promises that God has made to God's world. Sarah laughed, invited the world to laugh with her. Might we too laugh? A laughter of joyous celebration with the God who has the last laugh, always. Amen.
This broadcast is part of the Legacy Project of the First Congregational United Church of Christ of Algona, Iowa, where we continue to remind you that God is still speaking and no one is a stranger.